was just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
If you're stuck on the sidelines because of a sports-related injury, get back in the game with Progressive Rehabilitation Associates. Their team of sports physical therapists and athletic trainers treat everything from mild ankle or knee sprains to post-surgical rehabilitation to concussion management. Progressive Rehabilitation Associates offers same and next day appointments in our 6 convenient locations in the corridor. Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Visit PRAIowa.com.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
And now a word from Andrew's boss, Dave.
Thank you, and may I say, what a beautiful service. My favorite Andrew memory was when he came in to interview. He told me he got a bachelor's in whatever accountants get, and I figured some of his college buddies might be here who got the same thing and need a job. Wow.
I think you should leave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine with 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil and a Wix filter for just $33.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after mail-in rebate. You can also earn bonus O-Rewards points on Castrol Edge motor oil products right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC. Instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner program here on KGYM on this Saturday, September the 7th, a sunny Saturday morning. And if you're on your way to Iowa City, college football venues all across the state of Iowa, on your way to cross-country invitationals, volleyball invitationals, we welcome you in here today. We're going to talk some golf. We're going to talk some football with you on the program as we take you through the 9 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM coming up today. First of all, as always, let's take a peek at what happened last night as far as the scoreboard is concerned, and a look ahead at what's coming up today. First of all, high school football from last night. Non-district play, the game you heard on 1600 and 107.5 FM last night. It was ninth-rated Cedar Rapids Kennedy with the 46-7 victory over Linmar. Lions scoring the first touchdown, and then Kennedy with 46 straight points and unanswered points to come away with that victory. And that sets up a dandy next week on Friday night at Kingston Stadium. We believe, John Haggerty and I, the first time a Central Iowa team is going to play at Kingston Stadium. Waukee came over to play at John Wall last year. But at Kingston, a different story is number one in waiting, West Des Moines Valley will take on Cedar Rapids Kennedy in a top 10 matchup that we'll have for you coming up next Friday night. Elsewhere, last night in the Metro and in the corridor, it was at Kingston, Jefferson knocking off Muscatine 23-6. We'll talk with Mark Bliss coming up in a little bit. On the road, Prairie defeated Pleasant Valley, that by a score of 13-7. Also last night, Xavier behind at halftime after the long two-hour-plus bus trip to Decorah, but came alive in the second half and beat the Vikings 36-14. Also last night, West Delaware in Manchester beat Marion by a score of 32-20. It was Bettendorf over Iowa City West. West now 0-2 for the first time in a long time. Bulldogs 42, West High 15. Cedar Falls, the 4A runners-up from a year ago, knocked off City High big, 52-7 last night. It was Clear Creek Amana going on the road and beating Fairfield 33-7. Iowa City Liberty 2-0 for the first time in school history. They shut out Waterloo East last night 14-0. And Regina with a bounce-back victory in a big way. They knocked off the Anamosa Blue Raiders last night 56-25. Elsewhere last night, some more scores from around the area to share with you. Dubuque Senior over Davenport North, 28-15. Waterloo West goes to 2-0, 54-13, as the Wahawks beat Mason City last night. Also last night, Independence over South Tama, 61-14. It was center point Urbana knocking off Mount Vernon, 28-16. Davenport Assumptions now 2-0. They beat Wallert last night at the Rock Bowl, 42-7. Maquoketa over Central DeWitt, 29-7 last night. Western Dubuque, number 1 in 3A, beats Williamsburg, 48-20. Also last night, in high school football action, in the game you heard on the South Gym, it was Solon over West Liberty. The fifth-rated team in 3A looked good last night, beat a good 2A team, Solon 48 and West Liberty 7 last night. Monticello in overtime beat Dyersville Beckman 34-33 last night. Also in week 2 high school football, it was Vinton Shelsburg over Tipton 36-22. Mid Prairie shut out Pekin last night by a score of 43-0. Benton Community shut out Cascade last night by a score of 30-0. Also last night in high school football, West Branch beat Wapello 24-7. North Cedar shaded Durant 24-22. Wilton over Northeast by a score of 46-7 last night. North Lynn shut out Maquoketa Valley by a score of 40-0. It was Edco over Starmont, also by that same score, 40-0. East Buchanan beat Clayton Ridge, 26-7. Highland topped Albernett, 32-21. It was Belle Plaine shutting out North Mahaska by a score of 62-0 last night. Eight-player football. It was Tripola upsetting Central City, 72-47. Easton Valley beat Lone Tree, 44-12. Midland over Dunkerton, 48-43 last night. Springville remains undefeated. The Orioles over HLV, 57-26 last night. Also in eight-player football last night, it was Turkey Valley over Gladbrook-Rhinebeck. That by a score of 48-14. So a busy week 2 Friday night. And again, more games coming up this week for you. We'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Of course, Iowa will entertain Rutgers at Kinnick Stadium coming up today. And that will get underway at 11 o'clock. UNI hosts Southern Utah at the Dome. And we'll have that game for you at 3 o'clock on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Cohen Cornell begin their seasons today. Cornell at home in Mount Vernon, they'll entertain Iowa Wesleyan tonight at 7 o'clock at Ash Park. Coe is on the road. They are taking on Augustana, and that will be a 1 o'clock start coming up today. High school volleyball action. The Washington Warrior Invitational just getting underway a couple minutes ago at 9 o'clock. City High hosting their Invitational today as well. And the Mount Vernon Invitational going on today also. Cross country, the Linmar Invitational, just getting started over at Oak Ridge, and Prairie is running over in the Quad Cities today at the Pleasant Valley Invitational, and congratulations to the Colonels as they won their first round Midwest League playoff series as the Colonels top Quad Cities last night on the road by a score of 4-2. They win the series 2-1. Cedar Rapids at Clinton tonight, game 1 of that best of 3, and that will get started at 6:30. The Eastern division final will be Great Lakes at South Bend coming up tonight. So that's a look at what happened last night, a peek ahead of what's coming up today. We'll take a quick break and come back and dive into the Coach's Corner for this Saturday morning right after this.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases. But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA LLC has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
At Hills Bank, we believe in building connections. That means we take a sincere interest in you and your family. Now we're taking that interest literally with our new high-interest checking account. Learn more at hillsbank.com or by connecting with a banker in office or on our HERE app. Our high-interest checking may be new, but our interest in our customers and community? That's been here since 1904. Because at Hills Bank, connection is here. Member FDIC.
Hi, Hi, I'm a local dollar, and I just want you to know that if you buy local, that local businesses can grow. Put me in the pocket of your local grocery store, or take me to the farmer's market for flowers, soaps, and more. Spend me at the diner, or get ice cream at the pool. Put me down for coffee, or donate me to your school.
KGYM is a local radio station. We are local.
We support local.
Yay!
A local dollar goes a long, long way, but it's never far from home.
If you've bought Nike or Adidas shoes lately, I'm sorry. Sorry that you didn't just get yourself some Skechers. Because Skechers have all the performance and comfort you could ever dream of, for less. Just ask Skechers elite runner Edward Cheserek, who tied the world record for the fastest 5K. Or the nurse who's comfortable on her feet all day thanks to Skechers air-cooled memory foam. Or people wearing Skechers Go Walks who feel like they're walking on clouds. They'll all say no shoes perform better and are as comfortable as Skechers. Find Skechers at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Back with you at 9:13, Coach's Corner program here on this Saturday morning. And coming up later on, we've got UNI and Southern Utah from the Dome, 3 o'clock start on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And then tonight, it'll be more college football on 1600 AM for you, LSU at Texas in Austin tonight. Looking forward to that game. That one should be a dandy. And that will begin at 6 o'clock with the pregame tonight. And that will be on starting on 1600 AM after the UNI postgame show. 107.5 and 106.3 FM will join along. We have NFL football tomorrow, the first Sunday of the season at 11:30. That'll be on the FMs. We got the Brickyard 400 at 12 noon on 1600 AM for you. And then we have Sunday Night Baseball on 1600 AM starting at 6 o'clock. They're backing it up probably because it's the Yankees and the Red Sox. And we've got Sunday Night Football continuing on the FM signals. Denny Gettle joining me. No, it's not a basketball game.
One might break out.
One might break out. You never know. But, of course, the head golf coach for the Washington Warriors for the boys and the girls. And, of course, boys fall golf going on right now. And the very short, very compact, very fun season that is fall golf in the state of Iowa. Good to see you. How you been?
Great.
We should be on a golf course today.
Yeah, we should. Maybe I will be later.
Maybe after the game today. We'll see how it all plays out. But yeah, we talked to Chris James at Linmar on the tailgate tour yesterday, and he said, you know, we haven't had a lot of meets in the last week and a half or so, and probably kind of the same situation with the Warriors.
Yeah, we had a 2-week stretch where we had just 2 9-hole meets, and you know, we start with 18-hole meets early before school starts so the kids don't have to miss too much school. A lot of teams played 3 or 4 of those 18-hole meets in those first 2 weeks, and so the schedule sort of settles down for a couple of weeks as the kids get adjusted to school, and we get back into 18-hole meets again next week.
Yeah. Now, Crandick's coming up the first one, I think, on Tuesday, right?
It is. We host at Gardner, 9 teams, the 3 Iowa City schools, and 6 from the Metro. So it should be a good tournament.
Should be. And we'll get to that coming up in a little bit. But so far, nice start for the Warriors this year. You got to be pretty pleased.
Yeah. We have an interesting lineup again with at least one member from each class in our top 6. And it's kind of unique that's happened for us now several years in a row. I keep thinking, you know, if I had 6 seniors, maybe I could retire from this one of these years. But we keep having young kids coming, and it's hard to let go. It's been a lot of fun. But it's been a good start. We got second in the super meet the first week of the season over at St. Andrews, 5 strokes behind a very good Cedar Falls team. And then we won the Linmar Invitational. We've had some good teams in recent years, but I don't think we've ever won that. And the defending state champs, Waukee, were there, and Pleasant Valley, one of the very good teams. So we were really happy about winning that. And we've been a little bit off in our meets since then, but hopefully we're going to bounce back to the way we played at the beginning.
Yeah, and going back to the Super Meet to start things off anyway, and way back on August the 15th over at St. Andrews, but that was a good way to kind of kickstart the season right there. And because everybody, it's a unique situation because all the teams are there and everyone's coming off a lot of golf being played, and you kind of just never know how that day is going to go.
No, that's for sure. And I think we really have a good youth program in the summertime in Cedar Rapids, especially, I mean, if kids want to play, there's a lot of opportunities between the Rotary Pribble tournament and the Optimus tournaments and the PGA tournaments that the Iowa PGA offers to juniors. And the Metro just did a great job. We had five of the top seven golfers that day, I think six of the top nine. It was a very good day. And St. Andrews obviously is a course that if you don't play it all the time, you don't know all the little idiosyncrasies there. So it was probably an advantage for the local kids. But it was a great start for us and for Kennedy and for Lindmar and for Xavier as well.
Yeah, and I know Xavier playing out there did a good job of hosting that event. It's not an easy one to host.
No, for sure. 16 teams at 96 golfers. I don't think East had a full lineup that day, but a lot of golfers on the course, and it got backed up in a couple places. And you know, there's a couple of places to lose balls out there, in case you haven't noticed. So that backs things up occasionally, but. Xavier, as you said, did a great job hosting, and we were happy to finish as well as we did.
Yeah, and then big ones to continue there. You had, of course, Lindmar's Invitational, Hunter's Ridge, and talked about, and then your annual event. This you rotated around, and this year landed at Elmcrest.
We did, and it's a tournament that Waller started probably almost 10 years ago now, and. We picked it up maybe 5-6 years ago. We've hosted it now at Elmcrest. We've hosted at Deer Run twice. We've hosted at Glens Creek, Amana. We played up at Eagle Ridge. So we try to find some really good golf courses in the area. And it has turned into a mini state tournament. We had 18 teams there, probably all but two or three of the very top teams in Iowa were there. So it's a really good test to see where you stand. And, you know, we played at Elmcrest, which should have been a little bit of a home course advantage for us. We got some Elmcrest members on our team, and so does some of the other local teams. And it turns out that the local teams didn't do quite as well that day as I expected they might. But Cedar Falls won it. Pleasant Valley was second. Waukee was third. And Valley was fourth, and those are probably four of the very best teams in Iowa. So the cream really did come to the top that day. Larry Gladson was awesome to let us host it over there on a Thursday. We started early and finished pretty early, so the members had their course back, and it was a great day.
It was, and our plans in the works already for 2020?
In my head right now, but...
nothing on concrete.
No. I've got three or four places I'm pretty sure that will let us come back. It's always a little tricky getting the date. I'm hoping we can land on that second Thursday again because school probably will not have started many places yet. So that's the best date. But then that's also a hard date to get a country club to give up a weekday when they normally have it for their members. So I'll get into that negotiation. I better do it here pretty quick. Thanks for reminding me.
You bet. And like you said, a win in the Lindmar Invitational at Hunter's Ridge, and that's also a very good field that Chris puts together to come over to Hunter's Ridge.
Outstanding field. 13 teams. As I mentioned, Waukee was there, Cedar Falls, Pleasant Valley. No, Pleasant Valley wasn't at that one, but Marshalltown was there. Marshalltown was a state champ 2 years ago, and has one of the best players in the state, Cole Davis. So it was fun to have them there. And Niall Peterson, our sophomore, was the medalist that day. And he shot a great 71. He was the only one under par that day. And Brock Barnhart, who I believe is the best player in the state and is ranked number one individually so far, senior at Kennedy, he's been right near the top in every meet. He's just a terrific player. And And then Dylan Burr from Linmar, a junior over there, is, I would rank Barnhart, Burr, and Peterson as three of the best individuals around. So they're all doing well here at the start of the season.
Yeah, all good kids that we have here in our backyard. So that's nice to see. And then, you're Cedar Rapids, Washington Golf, but you could be, asterisk Dubuque as well.
Well,
you're going to Dubuque a lot this year. You know Highway 151.
Yes, we do. And we know the places to stop to eat afterwards. So. I think we have four trips to Dubuque. It's an interesting schedule because I think we only play one course twice, and that's our home course, Gardner. I think we play in different courses everywhere else until districts. So we get to see a lot of good courses. We got a meet coming up at Beaver Hills Country Club in Cedar Falls. We have one at Finkbine this week. And we go back up to play Thunder Hills a week from Monday in the second round of our conference divisional. So it's great for the kids to get to see all these good courses. And we saw a real good one Thursday that kind of beat us a little bit. You know, usually you're playing the golf course, and I think the golf course beat us a little bit on Thursday. But it was one that only one of our six kids had ever played before, and I didn't do a very good job of getting them ready for that golf course. But I think it's good sometimes to attack a new course you haven't seen before and learn to just keep it in play and not try and take chances, and it was a good lesson for us.
Yeah, well, that was the Dubuque Country Club you guys played.
We played the Dubuque Country Club on Thursday, a great golf course, and a lot of hills, a lot of trees, narrow. You got to place the ball just right, and what happens in a course like that sometimes is you tend to guide the ball instead of just swinging naturally and giving it your good natural swing that usually produces a better shot than if you're trying to guide it.
Mm-hmm. We've all been there.
Yes.
We've all been there. You mentioned Niall Peterson, probably your number one, only a sophomore, which bodes well for the future. But talk about the rest of the lineup.
Yeah, we're interesting because we have a sophomore at one, a junior at two, and our senior captains at three. And really, I'm not sure I'd trade our top three for any threesome that I've seen around the state yet. Those three are really solid. And then we have two juniors and a freshman at our 4, 5, and 6 spots are kind of playing about even right now and kind of rotated them around in spots. Anyway, Niall's number one. Junior Kyle Neighbors is a left-hander, and he's playing number two for us, and he's one of the top 20 or 30 golfers in the state. He's an outstanding golfer. Brother of Connor Neighbors, who was a four-year all-stater for us and playing college golf at Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. Our number three is Captain Whit Hafner, and just a terrific young man, a great student. 34, I think, on his ACTs. He's a brilliant kid, and he's had some really good rounds for us over the last 2-3 years, and I think he's going to be a solid contributor all season. Then there are 4, 5, and 6. We have two juniors, Joseph Tauber, who's a returning letterman, and then Andrew Freeman, who just is a classic example of a kid who just worked his way into the varsity lineup with just playing almost every day this summer and really improving his game. And then a freshman who I didn't know anything about in June has just emerged and done a great job for us, Ben Blocklinger. You might be familiar with his dad, Ronnie, who's a football official in high school and college ranks around here. He worked that game that you had on the radio last night.
That's right.
But Ben is a freshman and hits the ball. He's just got a great natural swing, and with a little work on a short game, I think he's going to be one of the big, really good golfers around here for the next 4 years. And yeah, we have some pretty good players behind him pushing him, so that is always a great situation. I have to mention our JVs are undefeated so far, and our freshmen are undefeated so far. So it's great to have that many kids that are playing well and pushing the other kids to stay on top.
Yeah, and sounds like got a good number out this year.
We have 38, and that's been about an average size for us the last 3 or 4 years. One year, if you remember, we had 64 kids. And that's a lot of kids to put on a public golf course. And you know, people probably know Washington continues to get smaller enrollment-wise, but we have been able to maintain our numbers in the golf program, and pretty happy with that. 38's a lot of kids, and when the public come out to play Gardner and they see all those kids, they wonder what in the world, how are we ever going to fit on here? But we try to be organized every day, so we get kids into different practice areas, some on the course, some practicing, and I try and give a good experience to all of them. We try and play a lot of reserve meets. We had 5 meets in 3 days this week, including 2 reserve meets, and next week I think we have 5 meets in 4 days, so we try and keep them busy.
Yeah, and they do, and find them. And yeah, with 38 out, you need help, of course. Able-bodied assistant.
Yeah, I have two terrific assistants. Our paid assistant is Steve Penny, and he and I worked together now 6 or 7 years. Steve, a former Iowa football player who's busy celebrating with the 1969 Hawkeyes this week. I'm not sure he was on that team, but he knows all those guys and was down there with them. And Bill Heffley, who was the head coach at Linmar for a number of years, has been helping us now for 2 or 3 years, and just a fantastic teacher of the game, a great player. He just recently tied the course record in Elmcrest with a 61 from the tips, and just a terrific guy and a great teacher. And our kids just latch on to everything he says like a sponge, and he's just a great teacher. I just try to manage the program and stay out of everybody's way. So it's a fun group of guys to work with, and we hardly are ever all in the same place now once the season starts, because we have meets everywhere.
Yeah, but that's good because it keeps the kids interested, and you know, everybody has to go to practice, etc. After a while, the kids would rather play than practice.
That's true. And we have match play tournaments. I have what I call a blue match play, white and red, based on what tees they're playing. And I find that's a really good way to get them out on the course and make them concentrate during the season when they know they're playing a competitive match. We have strokes sometimes. And so we try and have 3, 4, whatever the course will allow us to have going on every day, and move those along as the season goes along. So
Well, just keep everybody interested and keep them swinging and whatnot. And mentioned what's going to get busy coming up, though, starting with the Crandic on Tuesday, which is always a very good meet. And you'll see all the fellow Metro teams. You'll see the Iowa City teams as well. And how are the Metro teams? And we know that, obviously, Kennedy's got Barnhart, and Xavier's got a good team. Kennedy's got a good group. And what's that look like? What's the conference look
like? Well, it's still early for quick stats to be terribly meaningful, because some teams have played 6 times, some have played twice, and can't always compare. But right now, Kennedy's ranked 8th in the state, and we're ranked 10th, and Linmar's 12th, and Xavier's 14th. So very good representation by the Metro. And as I mentioned, Brock's the number 1 individual. It's a good year to be named Jack. Around the state, I think 4 of the top 8 individuals are all named Jack. Jack Moody at Cedar Falls, that terrific player. Jack Romer, Jack Dumas at Pleasant Valley are really good players. And a guy named Jack Starr at Waukee is a solid player. But that's just one of my quirks that I notice. But I really think our 4 Metro teams are solid. We are in a very difficult district at Linmar. Of course, coaches get concerned about that right from the start of the season. We have 5 of the top 12 teams in the state in our district, so, and only 3 can advance. So it's going to be very competitive. Cedar Falls is there. Marshalltown's there. In addition to Linmar, the host, and Kennedy and ourselves. Xavier goes to a district at Clinton. And I beg your pardon, Tim, but I think you got a little easier district than than we did. Anyway, you still got to go do it on a given day. And, of course, Xavier will have to go down and play a course they're not terribly familiar with. But I think Xavier has a very good shot to get to state at that district. Pleasant Valley is real strong. Bettendorf's pretty good. But those should be the 3 teams that will probably come out of that district. So ours, we're going to have to play well. But again, we won that tournament at Hunters early, so hopefully that gives our kids confidence going into that course. And the back 9, of course, is what determines who plays well out there for sure.
Tee shot on 17 determines.
Yeah, and 13 and 14.
Yeah, you got to keep it dry and in play out there. But for yeah. Sure. Yeah, Cedar Falls is probably the top dog in the MVC this year.
They are, and we didn't think they'd be quite as good this year, but they just seem to reload. They have two freshmen that are terrific, a Sawyer boy that's come along and a Max Zoa, T-Z-O-A. Both of them have been shooting in the 70s every time I look. So they shot a 129 at Airport Thursday, which is one over par for your top four kids, and that's terrific. I don't care what golf course you're on.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. And you guys are hosting the Krannic on Tuesday, and then you're going to see some good golf courses. Finkbine coming up. You go back to Dubuque for Thunder Hills. Beaver Hills, you mentioned. You got one more at Gardner. And then you get one, you know, nostalgic trip up to Bunker Hill, which is a fun little track in Dubuque.
It is, and it's a short course. Usually people play a score pretty well there. But again, you got to know the course because you got some blind shots. You got some uneven lies. That just isn't automatic when you play a Dubuque golf course. You're going to get uneven lies, uphill, downhill, sidehill lies. And we'll have to work on that because your technique, you know, every driving range, the tees are flat.
Yeah.
You haven't noticed, so you don't get to practice those shots very often. We'll have to work on that.
Yeah, and of course the staff at Gardner help you out. I know they're very busy trying to get a lot of folks in and out of there.
The parking lots have been really full in our recent practice days, and I love to see that. It means a lot of people are out playing. Leagues are still going another week or two. So middle of September on, usually the play thins out a little bit and we get more kids out on the golf course on practice time. But, you know, I like to see people playing. And as you mentioned, the Gardner staff is terrific. Jeff, I'm always nervous about his last name. I think it's Schmidt. Mm-hmm. But he's been the greenskeeper there for a while. And I just rave about the work he does. I think he has Gardner in the best shape of any public course I see around, and they take great care of it. If we have a meet, they'll have the traps raked and in great shape, and they pay attention to when our meets are coming up, and they help us out with range balls, and I just can't say enough. Steve Charters is a pro both there and at Twin Pines, so he's doing double duty, but he does a great job. Kyle Custer, a former Kennedy player, is the assistant out there. Your own Jeff Downing works there a lot, and he loves to flip those burgers and cook burgers for people who want to eat out there. It's a great staff. We're lucky to be there. And in the fall, we, as far as high schools, we kind of have it to ourselves. In the spring, of course, we're sharing it with the Marion boys and Marion girls. It gets pretty crowded for our girls sometimes. And Cornell College used to practice there, but they don't have golf anymore. So we just get used to dealing with other people who want to be there too.
Yeah, it's the red, white, and blue out there.
Yeah,
of Washington, and they do a terrific job out there, and yeah, good to see people out there. And of course, before we let you go, I saw you out at the country club, and it was great to have the U.S. Women's Senior Amateur out there, and you were volunteering out there, and got to see you a couple times, and yeah. I thought it was a great success out there.
It was a great thing for our community, and the ladies that played there just raved about it. I know Molly Altarfer and Greg Letter and Charity Tyler, and I'll miss somebody, Drew Skogman. They were very involved in putting it all together, organizing the volunteers. It was a great event for the community and some terrific players. It was amazing.
They're really good players.
You know, and I would ask them, you know, where they played in college, and people from Oklahoma, and they had a college teammate come and watch them play there, and it was some terrific golf. I was spotting on one hole for about 3.5 hours one day, and not one player missed the fairway with their drives. They were excellent players. So yeah, it's fun to watch.
It was, and hopefully another event coming in the future.
That'd be great.
That's the plan anyway.
And we're hopeful, you know, back to where we are going to host the Warrior, that we'll get to host at CRCC one of these days. I've talked to them, and I think they're anxious to have a high school meet there. It's been a long time since there's been one. The Des Moines Golf and Country Club is talking about wanting to host a high school meet again. And it's awesome for our kids now that the Harvester has gone private. Iowa State's still hosting at the Harvester. But it's great for kids to have an opportunity to play these great courses in, around the state. We went to Spirit Hollow one year, too, so that's another one we might take a look at.
Yeah, and that's a good place, too. A lot of good golf courses. All right, Denny, a basketball game didn't break out. But,
we'll soon.
Well, it'll be sooner than later for basketball, but we'll get through football first. And
let me mention one more terrific player in the Metro this year. Josh White, the number two player at Kennedy, and he's a senior, great kid, and he's really upped his game. He shot 38 up there at Dubuque Golf and Country Club, and he's one of the reasons Kennedy has become real solid. Having Brock at the top of the lineup really helps you every time out, but I pay tribute to Josh White, too. He's doing a great job.
Some good golfers here in the Metro, no doubt. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, and we'll talk some football with you in the Coach's Corner, and we'll do it right after this.
We've got your best interest in mind. When you park your savings at DePaco Community Credit Union, you could earn more thanks to the above-market rates. Locked in or liquid, fixed or variable rate. DePaco has options that give you the access to cash that you need, and your accounts are federally insured by NCUA. Your money for good. The deposits you make at DePaco are recycled into loans for your friends and neighbors. Now that's a concept in everyone's best interest. And you'll be money ahead with free tools like You Name It Savings Accounts, savings buckets for whatever you wish, and Change Up Savings rounds up your debit card spending to the nearest dollar, automatically moving that extra change to an account that you choose. Easy money. Let us pique your interest. See all our savings and deposit rates at DePaco.com/rates or call or visit any DePaco office to discuss the many ways we can help you save. It's in your best interest. DePaco is federally insured by NCUA Equal Housing Opportunity.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option, Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great-paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Get ready, Jefferson. This is the gym's Scott Unash. The Whirlpool Careers Tailgate Tour is coming to you live Thursday at 3. Whirlpool Careers, Iowa National Guard, and area businesses will be there too.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Back with you on the Coach's Corner here at 9:40 on this Saturday morning. My thanks to Denny Gettle for joining me here as we talk some golf. And now we're going to switch gears, talk a little football. Mark Bliss joining us here. Very kind to join us on the phone as the Prairie Hawks with the early morning after a late night, if you will, over at Pleasant Valley in the Quad Cities. 13-7 winner over the Spartans last night, and Coach Bliss joining us. You in the beautiful new weight room, or where are you at over Prairie today, Coach?
Well, we are not in the new weight room, but we are in our – we call it a war room, which basically is just our offensive game planning room. It's an office that we've got that's got some laptops in it, some dry erase boards. So that's where we try to come up with some ways to help our kids get better week in and week out. So that's where we're at this morning.
Well, you'll trade all the 12:30 bus trip in the morning arrivals if you get a big win, and you got a big win last night.
I tell you what, it was a great football game, and like I said, it was their homecoming. They chose us for homecoming, and they played extremely hard, and I'm just, like I said, I was just elated that our kids did what they did, and, you know, we made some mistakes early in the game, and you know, we found a way to get a win, and you know, and what they say, the old saying, an ugly win is better than any pretty loss. So, but it is what it is, and our kids came away. We're 2-0, and we're where we hope we'd be at this point in time of the season. So we have no complaints, brother.
No, and totally opposite game of a year ago. It was an offensive shootout at John Wall in 2018, and lo and behold, this year, and that's the fun of football, you get a 13-7 defensive battle.
Oh, absolutely. No, like I said, our defense played really well against their flex bone. And I'll be honest, they did a phenomenal job running it. They did some great things with the midline and the veer and the counter G stuff that they do with that offense, and did some good things, and they were able to go up and down the field. It was the thing about it was almost like it was sort of a track meet where from about 30 to 30, we'd move the ball back and forth, and we were inside the red zone four times and came away with just two field goals. And one time we were on the half-yard line and get a bad snap, and before you know it, it's fourth down on the 14-yard line when we were on the half-yard line. So it was one of those nights where we'd make mistakes. We did just enough to create some issues, but we still found a way to win. And like I say, we were just blessed to get out of that place because, besides the long bus ride and stuff, it was a pretty hostile environment with the homecoming stuff, and our kids did a nice job acclimating to it and competing, and we're very proud of that.
And your defense created some turnovers last night, including a big one at the end to help preserve that victory.
Oh, absolutely. Now what the deal is, we were fortunate enough where they were doing some, they were trying to run a counter reverse, and where our kids actually hit it right when the quarterback turned, and we were able to, on a blitz, we were able to hit the quarterback in the back and pop the ball loose. One of our kids jumped on it and preserved the win for us. Because otherwise they were driving. And we got a pass interference call on us and put them inside our 15-yard line. And next play, we were fortunate enough to Coach Dalton called the right, dialed up the right blitz and allowed us an opportunity to get a turnover and put us in victory formation and preserve the game because they didn't have any timeouts left. So yeah. It was good.
Best way to close out a game right
there. Absolutely.
Got a couple field goals as well. So kicking game was going well last night.
Yeah. Carter, what to do is Carter Griffin's our kicker, and he did a nice job. Both from, I think it was 33 and 37, did a nice job for us last night. And, it's one of those things where, like I said, we'd drive the field and get down there, and then we'd just make a mistake here or there where it cost us in yardage, whether it be a bad snap or some kind of penalty. And so that being said, it put us in fourth down, and if it's fourth and six inside the 30, we feel pretty good about Carter being able to come off the bench and put some points on the board, and he was able to do that last night, did a nice job for us.
Had a long touchdown drive, capped off. Nick Pearson took it in, I think, 26 yards or something like that to get the touchdown last night.
He did. Nick had a great night rushing for us. I think he had 188 yards last night. So he had a good night. And Tariq, had a good night starting off. And then right after halftime, like the first carry he got after halftime, he got a hit pointer. And he tried to go a couple more plays, but he could hardly even run. So we took him out and had to replace him with Nick Fetters, which is one of our juniors. And Nick did a nice job filling in for him and had a couple of crucial runs for us when we needed to convert and chew some clock down the stretch. So Tariq, we're hoping we'll have him back this week and get him back in the fold.
Yeah, that's always tough to have that. And you come through it pretty unscathed besides that last night?
Well, we lost one of our best players last night with an ACL, MCL, and it's Keegan Stopp, which he was our blocking back and one of our linebackers. So he went down early in the game and got a helmet. He was doing a block, and one of their defenders came and rolled him up. And unfortunately, in the game of football, if that happens, it just crushes your heart when a kid that's invested as much as he has in preparation for his senior year and had some schools looking at him and stuff. He tore his ACL and MCL, got the word this morning, and just feel horrible for the young man. He's going to have surgery. They're meeting with the surgeon on Monday to try to get it done and see what happens. And I'm just praying, here on out, we don't have anything like that anymore. So our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family today, and knowing that they had to make some decisions, based on what happened to him last night. And that's the only thing about the game of football that I hate is the injury stuff. And otherwise, everything else was pretty neat to see last night with the crowds and all the excitement in the air. It was sort of fun.
And that's not only a big loss, but a big loss at a key position for your football team.
That is very true. That is very true, stuff, Scott. So we got some, we're going to have to do some revamping here and stuff and try to solidify some depth and see what we can't do. And hopefully we can find an answer for it. The thing about it, we're still sort of early in the season, and just when we thought we had some of the moving pieces in place for us to get ourselves in line for when we start getting our district schedule started, we have a a situation like Keegan to happen, and then it sets you back a little bit. So now you got to revamp and rethink and reprocess everything for how you want to do things offensively and who can play that position. As you said, it's a very important position in our offense, and he did a phenomenal job for us up until he got hurt.
Yeah, and too bad for a very good young man. And, of course, his twin brother will continue on with Colton up on the line.
He will. So, well, the thing is that Colton, after his little brother got hurt, he took some initiative to do some things. We ran behind him a lot, you know, down the stretch, and he did a great job for us. He really did.
Yeah. Of course, last night was coming off the game that we had against Washington where you said it was your best opener. I think I would agree with you 110% on that. And just everything meshing together, not a whole lot of mistakes. Boy, you couldn't have scripted it any better than that night.
Oh, absolutely. No, like I said, it was a good start for us. And you know, the thing about it is our kids, they were so excited about week one. And it's that thing where I think any high school kid in America that has to go through the month or the 3 weeks of preparation through fall practices and what they do and they invest in the course of their summer, they're just tired of hitting each other or tired of just going through the motions, just getting rep after rep after rep, and they're just ready to play somebody. And that night just happened to fall into our lap to where our kids just came out and they were extremely excited and just pumped to get out there and get going. And it was fortunate for us. We did what we did. And then, like I said, again, last night we found a way to get a win. And, you know, we're where we hoped we'd be this time of the year. And, you know, praise God and hopefully we can keep going.
How'd the two quarterbacks do last night, Hunter and Nick?
They did not do bad at all last night. Like I said, we threw for a little over 100 yards again last night, and Nick had a couple good runs for us as well. But Nick, he really shined on defense last night. He's, you know, he was an all-district outside linebacker for us last year, so we utilize him because he plays a little bit of running back for us. So I just thought, you know what, he's a baseball player. He can throw a little bit. So we thought we'd just take him and see if we can play him a little bit at single and quarterback, and he's done a good job for us and stuff. But, you know, he shines really on defense as well. He had some really big plays for us last night.
And, well, you go from one long trip to a longer trip coming up next week.
I hear you, brother. I hear you, man. I just thank God for charter buses because that charter bus last night, there wasn't a peep after the game was there. Everybody was so exhausted. And that's one of the neat things about high school football, especially you come out on the winning end of it and you leave everything on the field, which our kids did against a very good PV team. And the bus ride home was real quiet. I think everybody, as soon as they got their pizza and they ate, once the bus driver pulled out of the parking lot, there wasn't a peep. Everybody was sleeping all the way home. So it was good that instead of riding them cheese buses and school buses, charter buses are a little bit nicer, and we got one reserved for this week as well. So I don't think it'll hurt our kids too bad making the long trip up there. It's just the only thing is the drawback is the ride home.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll just deal with it and cope with it, and hopefully when we redistrict next year, we won't have to play anybody so far away.
Yeah, well, you got to go to Waukee coming up on Friday night, and it's going to be an angry Waukee team. They've played two tough teams, and they came out in the short end twice, including last night to Southeast Polk, 38-35. So you know what they can bring. They were over at your place last year.
Oh, yeah. No, like I said, the thing about Waukee, with them being such a big school, they're able to two-platoon, which basically means they don't have two-way starters like we do, and some of the schools in our area have to do that. But they, like I said, they bring some guys. You know, we started breaking them down this morning. They got six starters on both sides of the ball coming back, their quarterback being the main cog on their offense. He was a very good player for them last year. He's had some FCS offers this year, and you know, he's obviously the main guy to keep in check if we can do that defensively. And they got some great athletes, and we're going to their place. And so we've never been there before. So it'll all be a new venue for us. And, of course, we've never been to PV before either and stuff. So the unique thing is that I don't like going that far away, but the unique thing about it is that we've already been exposed to going somewhere different that we've never been before and going to a different stadium and playing and found a way to get a win. So hopefully we can go to Waukee and go out and represent the Prairie community and Prairie High School and see what happens.
And how'd sophomores do last night?
Sophomores won last night, and our freshmen won. Like I said, our freshmen are undefeated. Our sophomores are undefeated, and varsity's undefeated. And I know it's early in the season, 2-0 and stuff, but we're excited for all our programs, 9 through 12, and And it's just been fun to watch those kids. We've had a chance to go out and watch some of those teams. So we got some pretty good kids coming up the ranks, and it's just fun to go watch your program, especially your feeder programs, to see what kind of success they have. And they do a great job. So we're proud of them and their efforts and where we're at.
Yeah, and so far so good anyway, and hopefully good things to come in the future against Waukee coming up next week.
Well, I hope so, brother. Well, I, like I said, we're excited about the opportunity to compete, and we know that for us to be where we need to be playoff-wise, we got to play those caliber of teams, and so we're looking forward to see what we can do.
All right, sounds good. We'll let you get back to the war room there, and Coach Dostal's probably eating a lot of the food that was brought in this morning.
He's already eating. He's eating like 3 ham sandwiches. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't eat anything. That guy amazes me. So he just eats a lot. He eats a lot of air sandwiches. Where I'm a guy that will eat a sandwich. If you give me a sandwich, this brother's eating it. So
there you go.
But anyway, they're up in their defensive war room. We're in the offensive war room, and just trying to find a way to give our kids a chance, brother. So I appreciate you calling us and stuff, Scott. Like I said, thank you so much for all you do for our whole program and for the College Community School District, brother.
All right. Appreciate it, Mark. Thanks, and we'll see you down the road.
Sounds good, Scott. God bless, brother. Have a great day, sir.
All right. Mark Bliss, head coach of the Prairie Hawks, as Prairie a winner last night on the road at Pleasant Valley, 13-7. We'll take a break, come back, wrap things up on the Coach's Corner for this Saturday morning right after this.
I am so happy that I found Smart FM.
Smart FM is a radio station at 95.1 in Cedar Rapids and 98.5 in Iowa City. Smart FM plays a broad variety of smart rock. Smart FM artists may include the Beatles, Boston, the Rolling Stones, Chicago, Aerosmith. Genres of smart rock include rock, pop rock, new wave, and alternative. Any and all are not uncommon to experience while listening to Smart FM. At times, smart rock includes deeper tracks and even live tracks from artists you haven't heard from in quite a while. Smart FM may cause excessive periods of listening.
Smart rock makes me so happy.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from gum, varnish, and corrosion?
Stabil 360.
Gasoline with ethanol can go bad in as little as blank.
30 days?
Using Stabil 360 ethanol treatment year-round is what?
Is it a no-brainer?
It is. You win peace of mind, Gary.
Awesome. Can I have money?
Stabil 360. It's a no-brainer. Available where fuel additives are sold.
I'm Julie, CEO here at KGYM. Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S. and a leading cause among young people. It affects young, old, men, women, veterans, farmers, the LGBTQ community, athletes, and everyone who loves those people. Suicide is preventable. We want to encourage you to listen on Tuesday, which is Global Suicide Awareness Day. When we spend time talking with some mental health professionals throughout the day, we're going to focus on giving basic information, much like you learned basic first aid or CPR. We thank our friends at Community Crisis Services and Food Bank for their daily commitment to supporting people in need and for helping to educate us on Tuesday. Please join us. We're a little nervous because we're usually talking sports, but we're absolutely committed to learning more so that we can all be ready to do our part to prevent suicide. We'd be grateful for any time you can spend with us that day, on the radio or on our social media. And we want you to take care of yourself, so we get it if you can't listen. If you need to talk, help is available by text or phone, 855-325-325. 4296.
Back with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner on KGYM. Busy Saturday of football, busier Sunday of football coming up. We've got UNI and Southern Utah from the Uni Dome in Cedar Falls on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. That will be coming up at 3 o'clock today. And then tonight at 6 o'clock on 1600 AM, right here on this frequency, it'll be LSU at Texas in a big one in college football. Tomorrow, the NFL gets started, the first Sunday of league play, and it gets started with a bang at 11:30, as it will be a pair of games coming your way right here on KGYM. Again, that will get underway at 11:30. And the games coming up tomorrow include, as I bring up the schedule right here. The Rams and the Carolina Panthers, and that will be followed by Indianapolis and the Chargers, and then Sunday Night Football, Pittsburgh and New England. On 1600 AM tomorrow at 12 noon, it'll be the annual Brickyard 400 from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And then it'll be Sunday Night Baseball on 1600 AM at 6 o'clock, a little later starting time this week. It'll be the New York Yankees and the Boston Red Sox going at it. Then Monday Night Football, the continuing soap opera in Oakland, which took another turn this morning, 8:45. It'll be the back end of the doubleheader on all three frequencies, Denver at Oakland to take on John Gruden's Raiders. Cyclone Sideline Coaches Show comes your way on 1600 AM on Monday night, and that will be at 7 o'clock. So busy next 3 days of sports programming coming your way right here on KGYM. Want to thank my guest today, Denny Gettle, the head golf coach at Washington, and Mark Bliss, the football coach at Prairie. Thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner.
Welcome back to No Brainer. Gary.
I'll take cars and trucks.
What's the best way to protect your engine from...